Okay, good afternoon, everyone. So I'm going to start off presenting some of the findings from our report, Fast Food Marketing. And this report actually is just being released today. It's called Fast Food Facts. And I'm going to talk some about whether we've seen a change in kids' meals. Have they gotten healthier? What have the public relations been on the part of the food industry? And what kind of progress have we seen? I have no relationships to disclose. So back in February of 2010, we calculated the nutrition quality to evaluate every possible kids' meal combination from these restaurants. And back then, what we found was there were over 3,000 different possible combinations, and of those, 15 met nutrition criteria for school-aged children. So if you do the math, what you find is that's about half of 1%, less than that, that would actually be considered a healthy meal for your child. So since then, we've seen some changes on the part of the fast food industry. A number of restaurants have added healthy beverages, including low-fat milk, 100% juice, or water. Some have added healthy side dishes, like fruit. And they've actually increased the number of kids' meal combinations by 54%. Another thing that happened back in 2011 is that 19 chains initially, and they've, I think, been has increased since then, announced this Kids Live Well program, where basically they set a number of nutrition standards and said that each restaurant, in order to participate, had to have at least one kids meal that met these nutrition standards. They also had to have a side dish that met other nutrition standards. And the standards are fairly good. They're pretty consistent with other types of guidance. So given that, you would expect that things would have gotten better. So in 2013, there were over 5,000 different combinations, but of those, only 33 meals met the nutrition criteria. So in fact, we're exactly in the same place where we were before. A very, very low percentage of the combinations actually would be considered a healthy meal for your child. So this was, you know, disconcerting to us. We also looked at some of the nutrition standards that were created by the industry itself. There's the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative has a number of standards, but 97% of the kids' meals do not meet those. There's that Kids Live Well that I just told you about. Again, 97% don't meet those. And when you really try to figure out what the problem is, one big problem is are the main dish items. There really needs to be an increase in whole grains, vegetables, and a decrease in saturated fat, sugar, and sodium. So no big surprise, but discouraging that we haven't seen more progress. This is something just to help identify where you actually have the best chance of getting a healthy kids' meal. So as you can see, according to the different criteria, Subway definitely comes out looking the best, followed by Burger King, and you can sort of see your way down with McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, and Dairy Queen actually not having kids' meal combinations that meet these nutrition standards. On our website, we actually have lists of the best and worst kids' meals. So another thing that did happen, though, in the last few years is that McDonald's reformulated the default for their Happy Meal. So before, we had found that they would automatically provide French fries as the side dish in the Happy Meal, and what they did instead is they actually cut the portion of French fries down and added a small serving of apples and created that as the default for the Happy Meal. And so we were interested in seeing whether that really had an impact on what parents were getting for their kids. So we've been doing online questionnaires of parents. We had one that we did back in 2010, and then we did another one this year in 2013. Around 250 parents had visited McDonald's in the previous week, and we asked what beverages and sides they had purchased. And what we found is back in 2010, as you can see, a smaller percentage got the apples as the side and a larger percentage got the fries. But in 2013, there was a big increase in the number that ended up with the apples and the fries, which makes sense because it's the default, and then a significant decrease in the apples only and the fries only. So one way to look at that is how many kids ended up with some fruit in their box when they left McDonald's, and you can see there's definitely been a big improvement there. Another change that occurred in 2011 is Burger King announced that they would also stop automatically including French fries and soda in their kids' meals, and that their employees would ask parents whether they preferred things like milk or apples. And they specifically used the language that fries and soft drinks are no longer a default decision. So what we did in order to see how this sort of selling behavior was occurring at the restaurants is we did a sales practices audit. We had done this back in 2010. We replicated it this year. We had 200 restaurants in a national sample, 50 of each of these chains, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and Subway. The people went in and requested a kids' meal, either the hamburger or the roast beef sandwich. We just had them order it and then see if it came with a default cider beverage, and if they were offered a choice, they kept track of what exactly they were offered first as their choice. So let me just walk you through what we found. So on this slide, you see the side dishes that were sold to the individuals doing the audit back in 2010. And the red part of the bar is the unhealthy default. There's actually this tiny little green thing. That's the actual, they provided a healthy default. The yellow is they offered, and they offered a healthy side dish. And then the orange at the top is that they offered, but they offered an unhealthy side dish. So as you can see, basically what you had at McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's was a lot of unhealthy defaults. Subway was doing quite a bit better, with the majority actually offering a healthy side dish. So in terms of what changed, McDonald's, as I noted before from our other study, did improve significantly, offering that healthy default the majority of the time. Burger King, surprisingly, given that they said that they were going to change their behavior, didn't seem to. There was only a tiny fraction that offered the healthy default. Most offered the unhealthy default, and then a few offered the healthy side and the unhealthy side. Wendy's, sort of a similar picture, although a little bit about, 35% offering the healthy side. And then at Subway, they again end up looking pretty much the best, with a good portion offering the healthy default and another sort of sizable portion offering the healthy side dish. In terms of beverages, it's really quite a mixed picture. So this was back in 2010, where you can see that for McDonald's, Burger King, they definitely had the unhealthy default, which we had identified, and then a little bit better picture at Wendy's and Subway. But McDonald's actually in 2013 came out looking much better in terms of offering a healthier beverage, which is interesting because this was actually done before they made their new announcement about promoting the healthier beverages and kids' meals. Burger King, you can see, is still defaulting a lot of the time to the unhealthy beverage, but they do often offer a healthy beverage. Wendy's, again, nice job offering the healthier beverages, and Subway comes out again looking the best with the healthier default and then the healthier beverages. So based on all of this, we still have really very consistent recommendations to what we had back in 2010. We think it's important that every restaurant provide healthy sides and beverages either as the default, which is definitely the best way to go, or at least limiting the choices to those healthier options and presenting those to the customer at the point of purchase. There needs to be some progress in terms of better main dishes for kids. We're still seeing chicken nuggets, hamburgers. We need to find some other options for kids to put in those kids' meals. And again, the industry, I think, did an admirable job coming up with some pretty good standards, but they're not meeting their own standards. It's not good enough to just have one meal out of the hundreds of available options on your menu that meet these standards. You should at least have the majority of the meals meet the standards, so you know there's at least a statistical chance you'll end up choosing one of those healthier items. And so here's the website. You can go on and you can see the best and worst meals. They're interactive tools for parents. Thank you very much.